And as we're going to, as we do every hour on this show, Community Connections, we keep changing the format of it, or not so much the format, but the people that we're interviewing. And we were going to interview a group that we've talked to about four times a year, and it's the Healesville U3A. And we've got George with us, who we haven't heard from for probably two or three years. So it's good to see you, George.
It was a short sentence.
And we've got Lucia also from Healesville U3A. So first of all, you've just had term one and two. How did they go?
We've had a fabulous...
Someone's got to talk.
That's it. Yeah, we've had a fabulous time, actually. We're getting more and more people joining up.
Yep.
Our numbers just keep increasing. We're now increasing our courses also. We're adding another three new courses this term coming.
We want to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But first of all, I'm keen to just talk about the last term. So... did you have any new courses during that term?
Not in term two. We haven't had new courses.
Yep.
We're all starting, actually, the second half of the year. One thing we did have, of course, last term was our yearly dance, which was a fabulous success.
Was it? Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had them now for about three times.
So
three
where did
years.
You hold that?
At the Yarra Glen Hall.
Oh,
it's a nice big hall.
Yep.
Yeah, we've got a great group that plays for us each year. They love coming. We do a lot of...
Out of U3A? Because you didn't have the ukuleles there, surely.
Excuse me?
Oh, no, you've got both. Oh.
Not me. Not me.
Esne, what have you done to me?
Could not resist that.
No.
No, so, actually, we've had a really good turn-up. My wife organises a lot of the tables, et cetera.
Yep.
So we've had about... oh, close. Target is 100 people per dance, and we've hit that 3 years in a row.
Yep.
That's
and
great.
I wish I could remember the dance so you'd give them a free plug. We might get a discount.
Oh, the group. So, no, what I was trying to get at, it's not a group of U3As that you use for the night.
No, it's a great band that plays all the 50s, 60s, 70s. And
can't beat
everyone
that.
Everyone loves it. Everyone
you can't
loves
beat that.
It. Fantastic.
So... you're on holidays now for this and next week?
Yeah, we take the school holidays, so we've got 2 weeks off,
All right. So now let's start to talk about what you've got coming up for new courses for the in this quarter.
Certainly. We've got tips and tools for finding ancestors. It's an interesting one.
Yeah.
We've got someone who's looking into, just giving you an idea where to start looking. So she starts at the RSL.
Because a lot of people doing their family tree, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it actually can get quite expensive. So you can do a few things on your own is probably a good way to start.
Well, can you? It's expensive to look for your ancestry, is it?
Well, I believe so. It's simple to a point, but she runs through it all and gives you an idea where to start looking. Just the basics, DNA, family history and all that. So I think that'll be quite interesting. We've got quite a few people already registered.
So when does that start? Next week? The week after?
The week after. So it runs on weeks 2 and 4 on a Tuesday at the RSL. So 10:30 in the morning. So, that's a great one to have a look at.
Yeah. I'd be frightened that you never know what you might find in your past. You might want to know.
I'm a bit the same way myself.
Well, you just don't know. I mean, I know back as far as my grandparents, but how do you know what, prior to that, 200 or 300 years ago, you don't know what's in the family.
Well, watching it on TV when they sort of show, it's always a big surprise. Oh, I didn't. Oh, there was a thief in that. Yeah. So you never know.
Also, because you can take these DNA tests too, can't you, which shows that, you might have Spanish blood in you and you wonder where the devil that came from way, way, way back again.
Actually, you met my wife, Rebecca. She did a track. She's actually calls herself a First Fleeter. So she was on the First Fleet.
Yeah.
Came in. But her great, or whatever it is, grandfather, wasn't a prisoner. He was a lieutenant. He jumped ship and did a runner.
So he was a crook at the end. I mean, for those that do it, and I mean, I know someone in my family that did it, but they find it fascinating.
Actually, I know it's sorry, but just very quickly, I took the family to a trip through Scotland.
Right.
I'm Scottish. And we went to this place where we booked in Dundee.
Yep.
Because I was meeting all the aunties and uncles, I'll speed it up.
Yep.
And we went in there, and they brought us into this magnificent manor house, to this magnificent dining table, and there was a, what do you call it,
a plaque?
No, a family, whatever you call it.
A family tree?
Family tree.
Yep.
And there it was. Our names were on the bottom. It was George, Rebecca, Jordan, Georgia.
Yep.
And we were relatives of Sir James Barry and his wife, Catherine Doig. So...
Yeah.
I never got a penny out of Disneyland for a start. But it was just a really classic to find those things out.
Yeah. And some people really want to know that too. Yeah. I'm not sure I'm one of them, but anyway.
I don't know that.
What else have you got coming up in Term 3 and 4?
We've got an interesting one, which is an outdoor fitness circuit. It actually runs on a Sunday on dry days.
Yeah. Exercise, just walking or...?
It's actually, no, there's equipment near the high school.
Yep.
Close to where the parking... Well, in front of the car parking areas.
Yep.
And they've actually got quite an interesting lot of equipment. The lady who's running this, Drew, she's very health conscious and she knows how to use all these different ones. So she'll run through the courses and show you how to use the different equipment. So I think that might be a really interesting one.
That'd be terrific.
But let's not forget it's on a dry Sunday. And it's not doesn't mean no drinks.
Well,
but
I was thinking no refreshments, but never mind.
Exactly.
So that's starting, yes, this term again too. That's another interesting one.
Yep.
Never know what's going to turn up next.
Yeah.
The last one we've got is learn guitar, because we haven't got enough instrumentals.
They're big ukuleles, all right? No.
Bring on the guitars.
We've now got ukulele, banjo and guitar, three different courses.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I know we laugh about ukuleles. I'm surprised because somebody else that I was interviewing, nothing to do with U3A, they belonged, in conversation, they said they belonged to a ukulele club. And I'm surprised, A, with ukuleles and banjos. I thought both those had died out years ago. To be honest, I thought they had.
Banjos, I'm not sure of, but ukulele, if you want to learn an instrument, that's where you want to start. If you've never touched one, because I think Michael said it last time, four fingers, four strings, you can't really go wrong. Actually, you can.
Well, you can.
You can.
I'll do the math, but there's a lot more than 16 variants.
I was almost tempted to bring one in to play for you, but no, you don't want to hear me playing.
I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Take my hand.
I'm talking to Lucia and also George from the Hillsville U3A. I know that we've got another course that's starting, and I want to talk about it in a minute, but I'm a bit remiss, Lucia. We know George has been there quite a long while and the different gigs that he gets up to. First of all, what got you involved with U3A? Did you retire and hear about it? Why did you join it? And secondly, what sort of courses are you involved yourself?
I moved into Hillsville about 8 years ago, not really knowing a soul.
And that's U3A does well?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
From not knowing a soul to becoming course coordinator, getting to know so many people, it has been a lifeline for me.
Has it?
Absolutely.
Because it's not only when you're at U3A, it's when you're down the main street doing your shopping and all that sort of stuff, isn't it?
I will never forget the first lady who looked at me and went, "Oh, Lucy, how are you?" Somebody knew my name. It was the most wonderful feeling to be up here. She's still a very close friend.
And you're involved with the course. So what courses are you involved in yourself?
Pickleball on Monday.
Yep.
That's fabulous. That's really taking off well. Ukulele on Tuesday.
Yeah, keep going.
I do a lot of dancing on Wednesday.
When you say dancing, what sort of dancing?
So we have dance moves first thing in the morning.
Yep.
That actually Rebecca, George's wife, teaches that one.
Yep.
Then we've got Move It or Lose It for those who are wanting to do a little bit of weights and Tai Chi, so it's a bit of a mixture.
Yep.
And then in the afternoon, it's exercise to music. We do a little bit of a warm-up, some sitting exercises, and then a bit of sort of line dancing, a bit of marching, so that's a lot of fun too.
Yep.
That's one day.
Yep.
And then on Thursday, I do line dancing, exactly, and then I do theatre.
So. Oh, you're one of the theatre group too. Oh, that's terrific.
That's to come.
That's one of the dance, yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, once a month on Friday, it's wine and cheese.
Into the wine and cheese too? That's terrific.
I got my fat and finger into a lot, yes.
All right, so now that the audience knows a bit about you, and I did miss that you've got a new course coming up about health.
It's actually called Intro to Allied Health Therapies and Modalities.
Yep.
So it's actually going to run for one term in term four. And it's actually bringing in some of those out of the ordinary type of health therapies, things like shiatsu, Bowen therapy, and actually running through them and what they are and what they actually can do for you. So
Will you say telling people what they are and what they can do for you, also doing it as well, or just...
No, it's going to be an exercise of explaining what you can do. Hopefully, we're going to have, if we can do, Penny's going to try and organise a few masters in the courses to come and actually demonstrate it and speak about it. So it's going to be something quite interesting, something a bit out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yep. We've got quite a few people who've already registered and they're still waiting because they're all looking forward to it.
But that doesn't start this term, the fourth term.
Fourth term, so it starts about beginning of October.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, so we're always looking for new people to lead. That's the biggest thing.
Well, and we've discussed this before, like you can probably get the people to attend some of these things, can't you? But you actually need somebody who's retired, has got a bit of time, got a skill that's going to go to waste if they sit around too.
Alan, we've got 49 courses running at the moment.
49?
Absolutely. That's pretty good going considering how many people we've actually got. We've got about 360-odd people now, members.
Yep.
But we offer 49 different courses. I think we're doing great for a little town.
Oh, absolutely. And if you can't find one out of the 49 that suits you, well, you've gone pretty
bad. Start one up.
Well, yeah, that's a good point too. And so you've got a few new courses that are starting over 2025. And one is geology, amateur geology.
Yes. Yes. Yep. So they look some things up online to get some ideas, but they also find their own different stones and talk about those. That's a really interesting course.
So is that on now?
That's on weekly.
Yep. And what about backgammon?
Oh, well, that's George's department. That's his
course. Tell us about it, George. You've been sitting there saying nothing.
Oh, well, if you got a board and a couple of dollars, I'll give you a game.
He tried to swindle me into playing it for once.
So you've only just started this year, George?
Actually, we started the first term. We had a couple of people who had played before, some who had never seen a board before.
I was going to ask you that.
And so we started off and teaching them how to do it and all the swerves and the strategies and so forth. And everyone seems now to be getting into the swing, and we sort of meet every Tuesday, and everyone's really enjoying it. Had a couple that have been overseas for a couple of months. They came back and said, look what I bought, and they've got a roll-up Japanese backgammon set.
Panic.
So they're into it.
Yeah.
And everyone went out who was a learner to go and buy their own set.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I just went to some friends and I said, listen, keep your eye out for some backgammon sets.
Yep.
And they were just going to places like next door, op shops, buying some. And if they needed repairs, I just fixed them up. So everyone's either bought their own or got their own board now. So we're spreading the word.
Well, that's good.
It's not as simple as it seems.
Oh, it's simple.
Oh, it's...
Everything's simple if you know what you're doing. And what about Poets' Corner?
Poets' Corner has been a really huge success also. We have two people actually who run that, and they read some poems that are actually being written, but they like to actually put poems together and
as a
format
group
them.
Or just a leader?
On their own, each one of them as an individual will write their poems and then sort of read them out loud. So we've gotten John Pascoe. He's one of our ex-presidents.
You know John.
John
well.
And Laurie also. Laurie's actually a proficient poet writer and reader. He's absolutely beautiful. I've heard him directing some of their poems and sounds fabulous. He's also in our theatre group.
So and we'll talk about that soon, on this poets, like when they've written it, do they actually get up and then read it to the group and people sort of talk about it, or...?
I'm not quite sure. I believe that that's what they're trying to do, and putting it so that it gives them a lot more fluency to be able to actually read it out loud.
Yep.
Yes, so I think that that's one of the things that they're becoming quite proficient on. So this is our first year that they're running it, so it'll be interesting to see how that format's on.
And you said the couple of poets who read the established poetry, do they then discuss the formation of it and all that, or do you just sit there and listen to it?
I would imagine that that's what they do, is actually just sit and listen to it, because it's someone's work that's been put together.
Yep.
But probably sort of Laurie, who I think has had quite a lot of experience in this, would probably give a little bit of direction into that and help them along. But I think it's actually just being able to express yourself in a poem's form that gives them that sense of success.
And they've got an audience. I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Forget me.
welcome back to Community Connections, where the time is about 26 minutes to 3. And, it is 26 minutes. I thought I misread the clock. And, of course, at 3 o'clock, Greg Carrick will be along with the Oz Indie Show, always a great show. And I believe at 5 o'clock we've got a new show starting. I think it's the Star Mail. We'll be here with some of the what's been going on in the area. And, of course, I'll be back on Sunday between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. And, of course, back next Wednesday between 12 and 3. We've got 3 hours of interviews coming up, but we're talking to Lucia and George from the Hillsville U3A. I just want to talk to you about a trip in a minute, but are you still doing the cryptic crosswords?
Yes, that's my Mondays, yes.
Yeah, I'm intrigued with that. I should try and get there sometimes because I'd really like to do that. At Christmas time, I was away and I picked up, because I normally do the other two crosswords, mm-hmm. and I picked up the cryptic and I got probably well over a third of it done, and I thought, that's fantastic. I've been lucky to just get three words said. So
actually, I think we've already told you, we broke into two. We've got sort of a learner's class, yeah. Three, learner's class, but then we've got a sort of a group that we get together on a Monday and we do cryptic crosswords together.
Yep.
No one's teaching anybody anything. And really it's just a matter of sitting there going, and someone says, oh, it's such and such. No, I think it's such and such. So we're just playing a group game.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We do two cryptics at an hour, and they're, you know, sort of they're reasonably high-class cryptics, which is great. It's good fun.
I'd love to know the basis of them. And we haven't got time to sit here and talk about them now, but
I haven't got the time to explain it.
I'd love to know more. Now, we've heard about this hit the road, so you've been over to South Australia.
They went across to Flinders Ranges this time. This was the biggest trip we've done so far.
Is it?
It is.
How long?
20 days. It's a long time. Yeah. So they were doing two nights in one place, two nights in another. They would travel anywhere between 150 to 350 kilometres
each
part
day.
Of it. Yeah, yep. Yeah. So each day that they were travelling.
Yep.
But they did spend a lot of the times with two nights in each area, which helped a lot.
I see on the list that you just showed me you were at Burra. How long were you at Burra?
At Burra would be another 2 days.
Geez, I don't think you could fill in 2 days at Burra, could you, George?
Well, based on burials of what you've been talking about. Yes.
I just didn't think you could. Yep.
Well, yeah, no, I didn't travel this trip.
Right.
One of the things that's fabulous with the Hit the Road group is that you don't need a caravan.
Yep.
To travel, you can stay in cabins in most of the places, which is what they could do here. But one of them was actually staying in a station.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, it's a little bit, it was very tempting. They had a huge group that went along. I think there was about 30 of them that actually went.
Right.
It is, considering the trip. And we're actually having a video night in about a week's time, 1 to 2 weeks' time, where they're going to be showing some of the photos of what they took while they were away. Because it sounded fabulous, yeah. Yeah,
it'd be a good trip. Because they tell me too, up in the Northern Territory, I think you can go and stay on stations, can't you? You take your van in and you can stay there. I know someone who did it. They reckon it's a terrific way to stay.
Well, actually, the first Hit the Road trip that I went on was when we went to do the silos paintings up to the north. And that was a great trip. Last about five. But the last two nights we stayed at I can't picture it actually. It was a big cabin area and there was about six or eight with a caravan park in the front.
Yep.
And we had a ball. It was just fantastic. And we just dropped through all the towns with the paintings on them. It was great.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Some of those trips are good. Now, Strings and Things, don't tell me that's coming up on the 24th of July.
Well, we're having an open mic.
Yep.
So Strings and Things actually is another course that it's every second and fourth Thursday of the month.
Yep.
But this month on the 24th, we're actually having open mic so people can get up there.
At the Hillsville...
It'll be at the Senior Citizens.
Senior Citizens, yep.
Yes, yes. So... Yes, the ukulele group will be playing as a group.
Move it on.
But we do have quite a few others who either play guitar or sing, who will be doing the night time, and we'll have a little bit of refreshments within the grove. So we are doing quite active things and getting other people involved, not just sort of sitting back. So it's a lot of fun.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
And, of course, with any of these things, hopefully you might pick up some new people as well who sort of want to get involved with U3A too.
We try. I mean, anyone's welcome to come and have a look at any of the actual courses. Sit down and have a bit of a look. And then if they're interested, certainly join in. This is the second half of the year, so still very welcome at any time to join in. And there's just so much for anyone to be able to do. There's always something of interest. Yes.
Yeah. So you'd be hard pushed not to find something that you wanted, wasn't it? Now, something that's dear to my heart, I love this, is the extravaganza.
And
Lois, are you listening?
Sorry?
Lois, are you listening?
Righto. So it's coming up in November?
Yep, absolutely.
So what are we doing this year?
It's a Western type play.
Western?
It's a music. Western, as in shooting up cowboys.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant, yep.
And so it's actually the plot is there's a film being made for a Western show, and then all the things, they come in and do all their... Yep. So you'll see, hear a lot of old-fashioned cowboy songs that you've heard for the last 30 years.
Fabulous songs. They're so much fun.
So is it like they do sometimes have a show... And then just have entertainment the second half, or does the actual show, the Western, go through the whole production?
No, it's a full show, two halves. Yep, it's.
So that's on the.
The actual production will be held on Sunday, the 23rd of November, and then the following Sunday, the 30th of November.
And if I remember rightly, they're daytime shows, aren't they? Or matinees?
2 o'clock usually.
Yeah, matinees. That's terrific. And they're always terrific. People always talk about
it. Have you turned up to watch one yet?
Yep.
Alan?
Yeah.
Which one?
I've been to a couple of them. One of them you were as Pirates, if I remember right.
That was my first one, yes.
Because it was the first half. Yep. And then there was, that's why I asked.
And then they had the fair, the Grand Fair.
Yeah, there was something else. That's why I asked whether this one was. Yeah. And there was another one I came to. I can't remember what the other one was. But no, they're always good fun.
Nah, it's great.
Every year we get, this is the best, this is the best. So we're getting better every year as we go along.
And it's sold out both
shows. I was going to say, I think the first year you only had the one show, didn't you? Am I right?
No, it used to be a Saturday and a Sunday.
That's right. I went on the Saturday.
Yeah, it's sort of, actually we had a voting when we couldn't use the memo on the Saturday, so we went to a Sunday, and now it's two Sundays, one after the other. It's all,
And but the weather will be good, so it'd be a good day to get out. I've just got to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more. Now, we're going to have to take a quick break in a few minutes' time, and after that, Lucia and George will give you the contact details for Hillsville U3A with all the website, Facebook and whatever they've got so that you can look it up, because there are plenty of programs. And one of the things that we should mention, which I touched on briefly before, is that a lot of people retire, they've got a particular skill or a pastime they really liked, and particularly if they move into the glorious Yarra Valley because they've lived down the city, all of a sudden they haven't got any friends around them, get involved with U3A and you'll meet a terrific lot of people. So, but if you've got a particular skill that you think that U3A could use, have a talk to them, because I'm sure they will find some way to use that talent, and then they will go about trying to build people that want to do it. So having said that, I guess you would agree with that, both of you?
Yes. Absolutely, and actually my role within the committee is to be course coordinator, so perfect opportunity, contact me. Yep. We'd love to have someone new. We had for a couple of years, we had a lovely lady who was doing yoga, and the group just kept expanding because everybody loved it. Yep. And after 2 years, she said, I've had enough. I want to move on to something else. So we're desperately looking because there's so many skills that people have, and they don't realise that. We're so happy to support them as long as they're actually able to share their knowledge. Always looking for new people.
Oh, well, there's your opportunity. And in a few minutes' time, if you've got your pad and paper, we'll be able to give you the contact details. But also, it says here you've got the venue availability, so that you want to support other local organisations too. Is that...
I just wanted to thank, as we do every year, all the people that give us their areas, like the Senior Sits, the Lions Club, RSL, they all help us out. Yep. Because we are growing in numbers, 360, we're needing more and more venues.
Can't do it all in that small hall, can you?
And so I really have to thank the Yarra Valley Council, yep, arrangers, because they give us the courthouse.
Yep.
And we work on it, and we use that almost 24 hours a day if we could.
Yep.
That, and I'd just like to thank all those organisations for their,
yep,
help.
Yep.
All
right? No, that's fine. And as you said, as you grow, then you're going to need more and more, aren't you?
Absolutely. We actually... we have to extend and keep looking for new spaces. We use the courthouse as our main area, yep, because that's our home, but we're full up with that. It's becoming, yep, really difficult to try and squeeze anything else in. So then we're using the senior citizens, we're using the RSL, we're using the link room, yep, and living and learning. So we're spreading ourselves as far as we can.
Yep.
I'd like just to take this opportunity to thank the high school.
Yep.
Because that's what we used to play our
pickleball
in, which
gym.
I never heard of 2 years ago.
Neither did I.
And Jim.
Yep.
Drew,
yep,
yeah, does the gym.
Yep. And so, yeah, the outside circuit now.
They're very good to us. Very, yep, good to us.
No, that's terrific. And I guess we haven't really touched on many of the programs that you're running on an ongoing basis. We've been talking about quite a few of the new ones that are coming up, or already in existence, but there are heaps of things that I guarantee if you have a look on their website, you'll find something for everyone. Got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll give you all the contact details.
Leave me there on the runway, leave me there so I am left for dead.
Welcome back to Community Connections. And coming up, just a quick reminder, at 3 o'clock in about 5 minutes will be the news and weather. And then, of course, Greg Carrick will be along between 3 and 5 with the Oz Indie Show. And then at 5 o'clock, we've got this news new news feature starting. And, of course, I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. And we'll have a lot of fun. And, of course, your requests. And next Wednesday, I know we've got 3 hours of interviews. Not too sure who they are. George, there was something that you wanted to mention.
Oh, just before we leave, to repeat the theatre production for this year. If you like Doris Day and Calamity Jane, this is a show for you.
Who doesn't like that? Righto. So hopefully people got their pad and paper ready. So can we have the website, the phone number and the Facebook, please?
Absolutely. Facebook, you've got U3A Healesville. It's a very simple. Just look us up and see what we're getting up to next.
Yeah.
Our website is www.healesville, HealesVille, U3A.org.au.
Is that all one word?
It's all the website.
Yeah, the website. Healesville U3A is
all
one
word. So their website's www.healesvilleu3a.org.au. Email address is healesville.u3a@bigpond.com.
And
our phone number is 0490 917 975. That's 0490 917 975.
And again, if you've got any ideas, or maybe you haven't got the ability to run the course, but you could always talk to U3A if you'd like to see one run, and then no doubt they would look for the opportunity or for a leader to start a new course.
Looking for someone who'd like to teach people how to speak Italian.
Well, that'd be good. And in fairness, they tell me that for dementia and that, one of the best things to ward off dementia and that, one of the best things you do is learn a new language, because it does certain things with your brain.
Well, we have a French class that's been going for more than 10 years.
Absolutely.
We just lost our German class teacher.
Yep.
But, yeah, you're right. Trying to learn a language, it helps a lot.
Yeah, well, I've
or musical instruments like ukulele, you'll have lots of fun.
Oh, come on. Cut it out. Hang on. No, you can't have it both ways. You told me and George that one of the easiest things to learn is a U3A. It's got four strings. And it was very easy. Now you're telling me, oh, no, it's complex, so it'll help you with dementia. So you can't have it both ways.
You got to start somewhere.
No, it's just that you forget what you were playing very quickly.
Not wrong.
Look, it's been fabulous having you. Great to see you again, George. It's a long while since we've had you in. Good to see you again and talk about old times. But we wish U3A well, and we'll have somebody in from U3A at the start of next term. I think we've already got a date with Ethne. She knows what the date will be, so we'll have someone in to see how it's going. And by then, hopefully, we'll hear a lot more about the production. And I do know that if you want a ticket, you've got to get in fairly early once the tickets go on become available, or you just don't get them, do you?
We did have a deal a few years ago that you had to provide some white shirts and I would give you some free tickets.
Oh,
we didn't get any white shirts.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. I really forgot.
You do remember it.
Don't need white shirts this year, that's for sure. Thank you so much for having us.
No worries. Thank you for having. Thank you for coming along. You're listening to, or have been listening to, Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're about 30 seconds off the news and weather, and then Greg will be along with the Oz Indie Show. Look forward to talking to you on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hip parade. Always a great night. I hope you enjoy it, because always a great time too. But I'm just trying to fill in a few more seconds and the news will be here and it'll be time for us to go. Here we go. The news is on, so we'll get that, and I shall talk to you Sunday night.